I go to leave yesterday.
That's the best part of the day, isn't it? When we get to leave.
When we get to go home.
I've almost thrown
my shoulder out, putting the finger out the window on the way out of here. Just kidding. Big fan. Yeah. Thanks for the money every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I didn't notice it at first, but I thought someone moved my side mirror out the way to get by, because on my passenger side, the side mirror was in.
Pushed in.
Pushed it in.
Got it. Passenger side, side mirror pushed in. Okay, let me go over here, push this thing out. Maybe somebody was trying to sneak through here.
All I thought. I go home. I pull into my my driveway. I bring my trash cans up.
Trash cans up.
Tuesday's trash day in the morning. And as I walk by, what the actual hell do I see except a real nice grind up the side of my car from...
What?
Passenger side front seat, passenger side back seat, super producer Mike Anderson, are you out in the parking lot?
Live on the scene. We're going live to the scene.
We're going live to the scene right now.
Out to the side parking lot of the WBAL building. We have Mike Anderson live on the scene. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. I'm mere feet away from the damage.
You describe what you're seeing to us, Mike. Describe the damage that you're seeing.
Well, it's very superficial. It doesn't look like they actually dented any of the door panels or anything, but it's a good scrape.
That's a definite full-on scrape.
Wow. I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, I've been looking at it, trying to figure out exactly how you would do what they did, because it's almost very delicate, but
were
it
you
still
keyed?
Runs like the length of the car.
Were
no,
you keyed?
This wasn't a key. This was a definite swipe the entire way down the effing car.
A clown key?
They used the teeth of the key.
There's maybe a slight possibility that somebody was like carrying
equipment or something. That's what I'm thinking. Doesn't look like a car did that. That does not look like a car because it's very delicate. A car is a big piece of metal. It would have been way more. I'm thinking that as somebody was walking by your vehicle, they pushed the mirror in and then scraped
something. Because Mike made a point earlier, and this is good forensic Anderson, True Detective Anderson, that there was no paint deposits
car. Yeah. Swapping paint.
No one swapped paint the way I love to swap spit at nightclubs. And this happened in our lot.
Oh, this parking lot up here is just the Wild West.
It's a demolition
nobody
derby.
Cares. Nobody And the thing with our parking lot is that's why when I pull in, you'll see I'll do like a lap before I park because I find the most choice, because we get here so early that we can take our pick, and I find the most choice spot with the most widest berth, because the spots in this parking lot are very thin. Very narrow.
Maximized space.
Very narrow. So I've gone out on occasion. One time, a woman was leaning into the back seat of her car, and her door was, wide open. And her door is just leaning against the side of my car. It had made contact with the door of my car, and her car and the door was hitting the side of my car as she's leaning in. And I go, "Oh, hey, Claudia." She goes, "Oh, hey, Scott." And like she closes the door, and what do I see where her door had hit? Just a huge ding.
And I
didn't even say anything. I just went, what am I going to say?
What can I
just
even
go,
do?
You know what? Like, the cars, they get so dinged in this parking lot. This, I don't know what this is, though.
But maybe.
Well, today,
Mike, are you still outside? Are you still outside?
I am.
Okay.
Hold on. Go ahead. Yeah.
You've taken up two spots today.
That is not a correct statement. That is not a correct statement, but go ahead.
I will send a picture. You're into the other spot.
He got close to another spot. He ain't taking up two spots. I saw him pull in today. He did not take up two spots.
I pulled right. I angled in line with the car next to me. Those are the spots I go, down by the telephone pole. There's extra room there because there's dead space. Don't try to pin this on me, Anderson. I park like that every day. I know what I'm doing.
Well, Mike,
go ahead. Take a picture. Send out a picture. I know what I'm doing. I am fine. I am well within the parameters of fine parking.
Because the damage to my car isn't done. Michael, take a look at the top of my car notice a big circular scratch on the roof. What the hell's that about?
There it is.
Where the hell did that thing come from? That was also not there. I feel like I was targeted. That was not.
Now, you know for a fact that this thing on the passenger side wasn't there.
Someone's got it out for me. The passenger thing, that absolutely happened.
Did it happen yesterday?
I know it happened yesterday.
Don't we have surveillance cameras out there?
Exactly. I want footage.
I was going to say, what are you, so what's the course of action?
I want to get footage, if there's footage, and I want to find out, just in the same way, when we're trying to figure out who was jacking their Prius into three different spaces.
Sandusky,
I want to find out who swiped up against my whip. That's my Jones Bel Air Hyundai Elantra. I love that car. It's affordable.
Is it possible you drove too close to like a thorn bush or something like that?
A thorn bush ain't doing that.
It could.
You think a thorn bush? I'm like, I'm driving.
Like Mike
through.
Said, these are very superficial.
That's a lot. That's a heavy duty thorn bush. No, I'm not driving.
I think you were keyed. That one mark looks like key.
No way. That's there's too many of them. I think
keyed
there's
multiple
just,
times.
That's a lot of marks. I feel like
it might, looks like.
Take a look at the wheel well. Take a look at the passenger side back panel wheel well. There's scrapes up against it also. That's why it leads me to believe it is not a keying situation. Somebody ground up against it because there are there's scrape marks up against that wheel well, same side, same level.
Those are some of the deeper cuts.
Somebody ground into me.
They may be able to just buff these out. I don't know.
Oh, it'll come right out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue here. I guess the issue is you're finding out who did it. Are you going to take this all the way to up the chain?
Oh, I'm going away.
All right,
the chain, baby. I'm taking this all
you know
the
what?
Way to New
Here's
York.
Here's the other thing. It's time to expand this damn parking lot.
That's
so
what
that
I
we
said.
Don't have like these time. Yeah, it's time.
I've never seen narrower parking spots in my life. This parking lot, like you said, they needed to maximize the amount of space back there because it's so limited. And the way they did that is they just made the spots narrower so they could make more spots.
My car is the size of an Olive Garden breadstick. It is thin. There's no way. I get it if this was some big-ass Ford medium-duty 350-looking truck or some Hummer or an Expedition. It is a Hyundai Elantra. It is tiny. It is petite. All right, so Mike, get on it. Find out what the footage is, if it's available. I want a name.